Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Zarko Masalgia. He's the CTO of American Manganese. Zarko, okay. Welcome back to Company Showcase.
Thank you, Jim. I just want to thank everyone as well for sending their questions and feedback to us. Please keep them coming, and we will address them in future podcasts. You can email me directly or call the office. You'll find all that information on our website as well.
What kind of new things do you have coming out of that very busy office of yours?
You know, for myself, I've been spending a lot of time at the demonstration plant, and, you know, I can see that work is happening every day, and it's getting really close, but it is a process to build a one-of-a-kind plant, and we will be putting our best foot forward when it comes to operation. You know, I have a lot of confidence in the equipment selection and preparation for the full-scale operation, which will be running continuously, 24/7 is what we have planned. We actually did share this week a demo plant video of the major equipment on our social media channels that I quickly took off my phone to give viewers a sense of size and sophistication and what is going into the demonstration plant, and to understand that this isn't a small scale lab operation. And you know, I do encourage everyone to watch it. And you know, for myself, I can especially appreciate the equipment we have because I'm aware of the background work to get us here, but I'm also cognizant of the scalability of the equipment used in our process. So, you know, we are prepared to scale into multiple commercial operations with strategic partners because once it gets going, things can move quickly, and we want to make sure we have the equipment available in you know, larger sizes for a commercial plant as well. And, you know, it's when we look at that, you know, what that commercial opportunity is, and when we look at the total addressable market, it's really impressive when you just do the math. And, you know, I will share some details here. You know, by no means is it a golden standard, but when we look at, you know, benchmark minerals intelligence and what their lithium-ion battery production capacity projections are, for example, in 2026, they project there'll be 3,791 gigawatt hours. So going off of, you know, like I said, no gold standard on my end here, but just going off of, you know, our calculations and the references, we estimate that about 1 gigawatt hour is of production of an NMC 811 cathode. So that's, you know, 8 parts nickel, 1 part manganese, 1 part cobalt, is approximately equal to about 2,000 tons of cathode components in the lithium-ion battery. So that really makes up your, you know, aluminum current collector, your cathode active material, binder materials, you know, et cetera. And then if we were to assume just a 10% production scrap rate, so from the materials being produced and 10% is going into off-spec or doesn't meet the quality standards that are needed to go into a battery, there would be just about, you know, over 373 gigawatt hours, or approximately 800,000 tons of cathode scrap material. In reality, I believe the 10% scrap rate is conservative for a new battery plant, with numbers I've seen reaching as high as 30% scrap. Now, you can extrapolate the size of this recycling market in 2031, which Benchmark Minerals then projects will be 5,454 gigawatt hours. So, I mean, the opportunity is there. I mean, granted, all production won't be particularly NMC 811 or, you know, 622, but even if you take 50% market adoption, you can quickly realize that there's going to be hundreds of thousands of tons of lithium, nickel, manganese, and cobalt, or even if you want to put it like a whole mine's worth of material in scrap that can be potentially integrated back. But right now, I don't believe that that is being fully and efficiently captured. And I think that's somewhere where recyclable can play a part. I mean, this topic of recycling, you know, it's constantly on my mind. It's top of my mind, but I can understand that a battery producer's first line of focus is going to naturally be to produce more batteries. So a short-term solution for the waste generated is really to get rid of the scrap as a waste to a third-party recycler. But, you know, if we're looking right now at the criticality of these materials, their value, and the environmental impact of them, I think the long-term strategy to vertically integrate the critical materials supply is a key discussion happening with battery producers, because without the control of the supply chain, you risk even having a product to sell to your customers. You know, we see this changing every day in headline news. I mean, I think it was just this week Elon Musk announced that Tesla may be need to get into mining lithium. You know, he admits there's no shortage of lithium, but the extraction rate's slow, and they want to have control of their materials and price. Even another example would be, actually it was from just a few weeks ago, CATL, which is a Chinese battery manufacturer, they were crowned as the world's first zero-carbon battery plant, and one of their strategies to reducing their environmental impact was actually to recycle waste produced during manufacturing. Now, I was surprised to hear that this is a first in the industry as a zero-carbon battery plant, but it also is an indication that other battery plants will need to address these long-term strategies, which is why I'm looking forward as well to our life cycle assessment that we're getting done by Minviro, which is a third party, and to properly quantify the environmental benefits of our process. It's clear to me. I mean, I guess I see it every day, but it's clear to me that major companies will want to control their resources, and it's not our business model to take these resources away. We want to enable more efficient and cleaner extraction of these materials with the integration of the recyclable process. So what this really entitles is this is not a short-term contract that we're after. Integration requires really deep due diligence with potential partners that may not be immediately evident in the market now.
Zarco, for people who are new to American Manganese, what does the company do, and where can they find it traded and get more information about it?
So American Manganese is a critical metals company focusing on the recycling and upcycling of lithium-ion battery materials. You can get more information as well from our website, www.americanmanganeseinc.com. And there you'll find our emails, contact information, presentations, and as well as these podcasts.
Zarco, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you, Jim.
We've been speaking with Zarco Masalgia. He's the CTO of American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on April 14th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.